I'm here at the Forum, and normally you'd expect to see people dancing, jumping, performing sports, and that is going on, except it's being done by robots. Jason, what is going on here, and do we need to be fearful?
Oh, not fearful at all. These are the engineers of the future learning how they can make robots do everything we want them to do. Generally, a robot does exactly what you tell it to, but often that's not what you thought you told it to do.
Right. So, and of course, all these robots program with as the Asimov's major rules, you know, do no harm, don't hurt us, that kind of stuff.
Well, thankfully, they're also made of Lego, so if a Lego robot tried to beat you, I don't think it'd be too successful.
But actually, what are you competing in? There's a number of divisions here. What's going on?
Well, we have three major disciplines. We have dance, and we have search and rescue, and we have soccer.
Are they going through a maze that's on the paper, and they rescuing a can? What's being rescued there?
They do. Well, the story behind it is that we have a victim that's trapped in a chemical spill. And so the robot has to find its way through a path. So there's all sorts of obstacles in its way on the path, bridges and bumps and tight turns and shortcuts. And when it finally gets to the chemical spill, it then has to rescue the victim by moving it out of the spill. We have about 14 schools. We actually have Scone here as well. So it's great to get a school from that distance. This is a competition for all of the Hunter region. So next year we're hoping it will be bigger and better again, and we'll have a lot more schools.
Which school are you usually assigned to?
Hamilton South. I'm a parent there, so I take holidays and go in and teach in class time, and then I teach before school as well for the year fives and sixes that are really keen.
So what makes you really want to get them excited in it?
Well, look, it's something that when I was younger, I always wanted to do myself, and my kids are at the school. They were really interested. They love Lego. I get to play with Lego, so maybe that's the biggest reason. So most of my involvement has been with rescue and dance, and I enjoy them both. They're very different. Rescue is very technical. The dance is a lot more creative, but a lot more effort to get it just right.
Now, all these computers here seem to have a central standard unit, which seems to be like it's run from a Mac operating system.
No, you can program them from any operating system. We have about 250 people here today, I think.
Right.
Well, that's the ones we know that were coming.
Right. And what do you think drives them to get so excited about designing and making their own robots?
Well, it's great to see what you're learning at school put into action. Because, you know, it's great to write a program and see it do things on a computer, but it's a whole other thing to write a program and see it out there running around on a board kicking a soccer ball.
I'm Jackie. I'm 11 years old and I'm from Hamilton South Public School.
I'm Jessica Abbott and I'm 11 years old and I'm from Hamilton South Public School too.
What are you doing here? Why did you get so excited about robotics?
Well, it's a lot of fun programming the robots and getting them to do what you like and dressing up the robots to match your performance.
Did it take you long to get it to do what you wanted it to do?
Yeah, it took a lot of trial and error. And every time it didn't do what we want, we had to go back to the computer and tweak it a little bit more.
And what area have you been competing in?
We've been doing dance theatre, but at this competition, they only have one prize money.
Oh.
So we're being scored with dance because it's a lot of fun dressing the robots up and getting them to dance.
Oh, and of course, what do your robots look like? How are you dressing them up? You've got some fabulous sparkles going on, some great headgear.
Well, we have an octopus and a submarine.
Well, what sort of moves are you going to put on the robots? What do you reckon are going to be the moves that could make you win?
With the dancing, we've added some extra things to get us more points, like the yellow submarine goes up and down, and the rock lobster strums his guitar.
Did you have to cooperate on this one? Did you have any creative differences about how you're going to make the robot dance?
We each went off to separate areas to do the different robots, but when it came to the song, that took a while to get together what songs we were actually going to use and the order they'd go in. Overall, we worked pretty well, but...
You cooperated?
Yes.
Well, I hope you both get medals at least. Thanks for talking to me.
Thank you.